Let's get better, Bears. Get better.
Oh, you got to prove yourself every time you go out there on the field.
Charles Leno Jr. had to prove himself at more than one position this past season. After making the team at right tackle, Leno struggled in the preseason. Kyle Long took over, and it wasn't until week four that an injured Jermon Bushrod gave Leno his first start at left tackle.
So struggled a little bit in the preseason at right tackle, then week four against the Raiders, really proved yourself at left tackle. What was the difference?
Just a lot of hard work and preparation. Coach Fox always says, failure to prepare, prepare to fail, and that's what happened when I was in the preseason. But, you know, learning from him and his coaches and the coaching staff here, I was always ready. I prepared myself, and that's what got me back on track.
Do you think it really was switching sides that made the difference?
Yeah, switching sides helped a lot, but for the most part, it was just, you know, mental focus. You know, I had to lock in. Once that first game was, like, happened, I was like, yeah, I can do this. I can play in the National Football League, and it helped me grow.
Leno continued to grow with help from the veterans in the O-line room, but there was someone else who gave him perspective off the field.
Team psychologist Gloria, yeah, she helped out a lot. She told me, just don't worry about the bad plays when it happened, because bad things will happen, but are you going to focus on that or are you going to move on?
With only one prior year of experience in the NFL, Leno took the advice to heart. The former Boise State Bronco appeared in five games his rookie season with the Bears after being drafted in the seventh round.
What was the toughest adjustment coming from the college game to the NFL?
Toughest adjustment was everything was faster because you didn't know anything, I would say. The game's much faster when it's unknown. You don't know what's going to happen. Guys move quicker, you know, things like that. But once you play for a year and starting to understand the game and how it actually works, things slow down.
When did it become a dream of yours to play in the NFL?
It just happened. I don't know if it was a dream. I was a basketball player growing up when I was younger, so it kind of just happened. I just kind of been that guy that just always worked hard at what I do. Once I find something I really like, I work hard at it. And that's something I've always been doing since I was a young kid.
If you weren't playing in the NFL, what would you be doing?
I'll be playing hoop. Remember that I'll probably be playing for the Golden State Warriors right now next to Steph Curry. You know, Splash Brother number three. Been too big.
What do you take away from this year?
Take away ups and downs, take away everything. You know, there's a lot of ups and downs, a lot of change, but we are a hard-working team. We always continue to fight, and this coaching staff just really instills in us that we're going to win here, and we believe it. This year didn't go the way it was supposed to, but we know that with the brotherhood and tight-knit group we have here, we're going to win a lot of games coming in the future and get a Super Bowl to Chicago.
How about that? If he wasn't playing for the Bears, he'd be in the NBA playoffs right now.
You know what? He's pretty athletic on the field, but on the court, I don't think so.
We'll have to get you out there playing one-on-one.
Nah, maybe I'll just take my car to him. You look like a mechanic.
This again? Okay.
Well, you need the transmission fuel.
Time for another break.